Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with one of the new owners from Blanket Hill Speedway, Shannon Thornton. Then we'll speak with announcer, now podcaster, Cody Early. And we'll have a conversation with US 24 winner, Cale Cannon. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start in Illinois at Brownstown. Mike Harrison and Kenny Wallace getting victories. Siren Root wins at Exit 7. Paragon in Indiana to the Reaper, Ryan Gustin. Jacob Denning wins at Circle City. Speed Roam to Kevin Bruca. Cody Swanson back in victory lane at Anderson. And at Tri-State, the World of Outlaws NAS Energy Drink Sprints to Tyler Courtney. Ohio at Attica, Cale Thomas and Mike Vandermark in victory lane. Now we'll go to Moeller Raceway Park and the voice of Mike Goines.
The driver out of Aurora, Indiana, came home second opening night. Not going to be denied here on night number two at Moeller Raceway Park. Matt Hamilton going to win the modified feature event.
West Virginia at Parkersburg to Tyler Carpenter. Henry Hornsby III gets it done at Princeton. Kentucky at Ponderosa to Logan Walls. Joe B. Miller wins at Doe Run in Missouri. Wheatland High Limit Series to Kerry Madsen. Brad Bowden wins at Farmington Empire. And in Pennsylvania, Dog Hollow, Kobe Kimbrough and Brian Benton in victory lane. Greg Satterley wins Port Royal. And at Bedford, it's Gunnar Walls. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, one of the new owners, Shannon and Philip Thornton, bought Blanket Hill Speedway in Katanning, Pennsylvania. That's north of Lernerville, Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. Those tracks just a bit north, and it's not far. Shannon Thornton on the ProFab Hotline. So what made you buy a racetrack? That's got to be a question you've answered a time or two lately.
Yes, it has been. So we have leased the track since 2019. So this is actually season seven. If we were a Netflix series, it would be season seven of Blanket Hill Speedway. So we've invested a lot of time and energy into bringing the track back. It sat dormant for almost a decade prior to us taking it over in 2019. So really, just for us, it's hard to continue to invest and put time into something that isn't yours. Mm-hmm. So we were very fortunate. The Blair family agreed to sell the property to us. That's the first time in history anyone outside of the Blair family has owned the Speedway. Many people have leased it, but we are the only owners besides the Blair family. So we actually closed on the property back on December 19th of 2025.
Well, congratulations to Shannon and Phil. And we're chatting with Shannon Thornton, the Blanket Hill Speedway's new owners, on the ProFabrication.com hotline. They have been the promoter, as Shannon was telling us, for a number of years, but now finally have their name on the deed and such. And you really have been putting the work. I mean, your Facebook, every week stuff's going on there and such. Yeah, even in the bad weather, it seemed like you were sneaking out between the snow and the rain and such, getting something done. What's the transformation been like? What can fans and folks that are coming to the season opener May 2nd look forward to seeing?
Well, they're probably going to see a lot of projects still occurring. We will probably have ongoing projects all season, just getting some stuff in place that we've wanted to do. We moved in a new pit booth for your pit admissions, just, you know, fixing some things up, doing some painting. We do have an artist coming in that's going to be doing some murals on a couple of our buildings, one of those buildings being one of the NASCAR Hollywood Hotel that we have acquired. So we use that as our announcing booth at the track. So that building will be getting a facelift this season along with our new pit booth. Just a lot of, updating, upgrading lighting, you know, a lot of things to come.
Yeah.
Everything's still in process, though, so it's gonna be continuing on through the season.
It's like any new homeowner now, the owner of Blanket Hill Speedway, Shanna Thornton and her husband Philip have their names now on the deed and are the track owners, not just the promoters, and making all kinds of things come to life through the projects that she was just chatting about. Shannon's our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, which is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at profabrication.com. So the racing, a lot of micro sprint type things and such. What are the classes that you will be running May 2nd for the season opener?
So when we open on May 2nd, we'll have our Bandit division, which is a micro sprint division for children ages 5 to 7 years old. We have our junior sprints, which runs from ages 8 up until 14. We also have junior divisions for the 270 winged micros and 600 wingless micros. We run the adult 600 wingless micros, adult 270 winged, mod lights, dwarf car division, and then we will be running our open vintage division at least 2 times a month this season.
Wow. Sounds like an awesome, awesome night. And Katanning, Pennsylvania, anytime you want to scoot up to Blanket Hill Speedway and see Philip and Shannon Thornton, the owners of Blanket Hill Speedway. Track's got a lot of buzz all across the country, and the new owners have been putting in more and more exciting things. Shannon Thornton, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. How about kids' bike races? I remember, you know, seeing a little bit about that last season. How is that going to continue?
Yes, that will continue. We have on the schedule 6 different nights of kids' bike races, basically one night a month. Those events are sponsored by local businesses or track sponsors. The kids that are in those events often, you know, sometimes all of them get some snacks. We usually do an ice cream treat at the end of the bike race for all the kids that participated. The winners get medallions and some other goodies, whichever, you know, the sponsor decides upon for that evening.
Wow. So ice cream for the bike race winners, but the winner gets sprinkles?
Well, I don't have sprinkles, but they get a nice Blanket Hill Speedway medallion and often some cash or gift cards, whatever that sponsor for the evening decides.
Where can we find more information on the internet about Blanket Hill Speedway and for us to get up and see you and Philip?
BlanketHillSpeedway.com. We're also on Facebook, TikTok, and X.
You got to get up and see the new things at Blanket Hill Speedway, Katanning, Pennsylvania. Shannon Thornton, our guest on the ProFab Hotline, thank you for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system. Keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at zmax.com or follow us on Facebook and X.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
The 30th anniversary of the Kyle Petty charity ride.
It's hard to believe that. I can't believe I'm like 39 and we've been doing this 30 years. The idea came about 2:00 in the morning. We were riding motorcycles to California and we had stopped and picked up a couple of guys in Oklahoma City. And then we picked up some people in Globe, Arizona, and we were riding in. It was late at night and it's like, oh my God, this would be so cool. We'll get people to give us 10 cents a mile. We'll ride. We'll do a bike-a-thon. And I just threw it out in the garage here. Dick Brooks rode with us that first year. Robert Yates rode with us. Cindy Sissoms rode with us. Man, we had so many people. They read about it and they called us up and said they wanted to go on a ride. And we were like, come on down. Had 10 Hall of Famers that have ridden with us through the years. It is like a traveling show for the NASCAR Hall of Fame to go across country sometime. But it has been really good. We heard of a couple of different hospitals and a couple of different kids that were race fans. And we were thought, hey, we'll just stop and make a donation to help their families pay their bills. And that's what we did. It's all for camp now. It's all for Victory Junction.
30th anniversary of the Kyle Petty Charity Ride.
I Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline. You know him from the great, great super late model races, Crate Racing USA races that you hear all across the streaming world, and just stand up tall when he's hollering from the PA booth that tracks all across the country, the voice of Crate Racing USA, and we're about to get into it, their new podcast, Cody Early. Hey, man, it's great to get you on the show again, and you've been a busy guy.
Thanks, Lenny. I appreciate you having me again. Yeah, I find myself, you know, still kind of supposedly doing this part-time, but I think the part-time part is now no longer attached. It's pretty much 12 months a year in some way, and I keep finding ways to add to it.
Cody Early, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. We love hearing him wherever he is, hollering at the microphone and giving the stories that make us want to stand up and cheer. Great dirt late model racing. And, you know, before we get to the podcast and such, kind of help us walk back to day one. How did you get started announcing car things?
Well, actually, I have a kind of a background in sports, high school sports, and I stepped away from that and kind of went strictly to radio. And then an opportunity popped up with some RC cars. Had some friends here in East Tennessee that asked me if I wanted to come help. And I thought, they said, can you still announce? And I was like, well, I don't know if you lose that. I guess you do, but I guess it's possible you could. But they asked me to do that. I did an event, and the next thing you know, they had something called their fifth scale world championship here in East Tennessee. I did that. Somebody clipped a YouTube video. Next thing I knew, I was at Volunteer Speedway for a couple of seasons under the past promoter. And that led to an opportunity to work with Ray Cook. And the year after that, I was on the road with two touring series, literally in part-time, a matter of a
part-time
work.
Cody Early, yeah. The voice now of Crate Racing USA and their podcast, starting out in sports and going to RC car racing. And I know listening out there all across the country from Pittsburgh over to Minnesota and Colorado and Iowa and all in there, plenty of RC tracks. And then, of course, all the way down south to Orlando, where they're listening there on the station in Wachula, kart and RC racing. Great grassroots beginner places for folks to become announcers and become racers and move their way on up. Cody Early, the voice of Crate Racing USA. Now let's get into this Crate Racing Live. Am I saying the name right? And what kind of, you know, process did it go into to get this thing alive?
You know, it's actually been a couple of years in the making. I just, you know, we kind of beat around the bush. We needed one. Everybody else was doing one. And I finally sat down and come up with a plan and kind of a format. And when I really set it down and looked at it, I said, this is very doable. You know, Crate Racing USA stretches across the Southeast. This year alone, there's 30 sanctioned tracks. We're talking all the way from as far south in Florida as you can go, which would be Clewiston, Florida. And we've even got tracks that run our street stock division all the way up into Kentucky. So it's 30 tracks stretched across. And we was really looking for something to kind of put a spotlight on some of these, not only the weekly drivers, but track promoters, marketing partners, and some of the people you might not hear from on a consistent basis that are there that need the recognition. And, you know, that was kind of the process. We needed to make sure that our drivers kind of get out there, put some of these weekly guys on a pedestal.
We love hearing Cody Early on the mic, whether it's on a Crate Racing USA race or when he kind of gets to slide on up into some of the other microphones around these streaming services that we get to hear him. And now the opportunity, every Thursday, Crate Racing USA Live is the new podcast that Cody is a part of. He is the, you know, the guy making sure that it all goes. And he is our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, which is brought to you by Gasco Gaskets. engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco gaskets are available at profabrication.com. Well, I sure thought the first show, hit all the right numbers. You had a couple of real hitters there as your two guests kind of remind us what the inaugural show was like.
Well, the first show, I knew I had to have Adam Stewart since he's the man with the plan and in charge of everything when it comes to Great Racing USA. But the second guest I knew needed to be somebody that reached out and grabbed folks and would have stories that we all wanted to hear. So when we decided for our second guest, I had to go with my fellow Tennessean, the Chattanooga Flash, Ronnie Johnson. And that was I'd talked with Ronnie a long time ago, and he was very highly on my announcing. And I told him, I said, I may come with a favor one day. And sure enough, that was what I come calling to have him as a guest.
Dirt late model Hall of Famer Ronnie Johnson, along with Adam Stewart. What a way to get Great Racing USA kicked off. And we're chatting with the voice of Crate Racing USA and the host of their new podcast, Crate Racing USA Live, Cody Early, on the profabrication.com hotline. Did you really also have a woman on there talking about a rumble? Now, that's got to be a rough conversation. What was that like?
I did. Bethany Fisher from North Alabama. We were supposed to have the 602 tour, and they had the rumble by the river. And her twin sister are a staple in Tuscumbia. They grew up at the track, and their story's pretty cool. And she joined us, talked about the event, and shared us everything they've got going down there in her past.
Wow. Bethany Fisher, Joseph Brown on that broadcast, Rod Tucker, Ross Tingle from Magnolia, and the effervescent Brian Hesser, and the story about Jake Knowles we could talk about for a long time, but we got about 45 seconds to let the folks know where and when and what they need to know about how they can keep up with Cody Early and all the great things you're doing.
Facebook, X, Instagram, just at Announcer Cody. Be a good way to find that, and you can find the podcast on Spotify and YouTube.
Spotify, YouTube, Thursday nights, Crate Racing USA. Ronnie Johnson, Adam Stewart starting things off, guests coming up from all across the Crate Racing USA world that stretches all the way up into Mid-America and all the way down south. And Cody Early, you're a voice we love to be able to listen to and appreciate you taking the time to join us here on the profabrication.com hotline. Have a wonderful rest of your week and appreciate all that you do. Say hi to Adam and everybody down there at Crate Racing USA. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the Track.
When NASCAR hits Dover Motor Speedway, get ready for all-star intensity at the Monster Mile, May 15th through 17th. See the sport's biggest names battle it out. It's more than a race, concerts, autograph sessions, tailgates, and nonstop action all weekend long. Experience NASCAR the way it's meant to be, live and in person at Dover. Get your tickets now at DoverMotorSpeedway.com. That's DoverMotorSpeedway.com.
Hi, this is PRN's Andrew Curlin. Weekends are the time to get stuff done. And when you're on the go, make sure you take advantage of the PRN mobile app. You can catch myself from the pits or the turns covering the action alongside our incredibly talented PRN crew. So you can listen to us from anywhere, at home, on the road, or even at the racetrack. Get the latest racing information at your fingertips by downloading the PRN mobile app today. Available in the Apple App Store or on Google Play.
There's more at the Track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey, it's Charlie and Debbie, along with NASCAR legend Kyle Petty, inviting you to join us for Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown.
Each week, we'll put it in reverse and take a trip down memory lane, looking back at that week's top 20 country songs from years past.
We'll dive into what made those songs and artists move the needle, what pop culture trends made those years unique.
And you'll get to hear me tell stories only I can tell.
So don't miss Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown right here each week.
Mike Rowe on the student organization known as Skills USA.
Well, everybody talks about high unemployment. It seems to me that the real problem is the skills gap. There are opportunities available, millions of them. Skills USA is on the front line. They're encouraging soft skills and specific skills. They're the connective tissue in between the opportunities that exist and the hopes that a lot of parents and kids have for their own future.
Learn more at microworks.com and skillsusa.org.
Skills USA, champions at work.
We'll be right back. the World of Outlaws World Finals at the Dirt Track is this November. Get your tickets now at charlottemotorspeedway.com. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, the 2024 winged and non-winged micro sprint champion out at US 24's Speedway in Logansport, Indiana. And he did it again last weekend, taking the non-wing Outlaws there at that track. Cale Cannon, hey, welcome to the show, Cale. About how many wins have you got now out there at US 24? It seems like every time we see the rundowns, it's either a winged or a non-winged win. You got any idea how many times you've had victory there?
I think we're running up on about 40 in my whole career there at 24.
Wow, lots and lots of victory lane appearances. Have you worked on a victory lane thing? Like, do you do, you know, a backflip off of the cage if you win? Or is there a special victory lane thing for you now? Or it's like, yeah, I did it.
No, it's mostly either cage stand or just a little celebration. I'm not into the backflip yet.
But you could, right? Maybe?
Maybe.
Cale Cannon on the profabrication.com hotline. Winner once again at US 24's micro sprint track just outside of Logansport, Indiana. He's the 24 season champion in both the winged and non-winged. If you had to pick one, are you more of a non-wing guy, or does the wing have something different that you like better, or is somewhere in between? What's your preference if you only could load one up? Which way would you go?
100% non-wing racing. I'd go non-wing racing all day over wing. I feel like the wing just holds you locked down to the track too much, and it just doesn't promote as good of racing as non-wing can.
Boy, everybody in USAC is going, ah! and rightfully so. Cale Cannon, non-winged winner at US 24 Logansport, Indiana, and choosing there in my little poll a non-winged, potential, if you will, going forward. But he is our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, by the way, brought to you by Gasco Gaskets, engineered for maximum seal and durability. Gasco Gaskets are available at profabrication.com. But either winged or non-winged, I understand you've got a new Lucky Fire suit. What was the swirl about the suit you wore last weekend for this victory?
Yeah, I just got a new suit for my buddy Walt Hoffman's down in Gainesville, Texas. He's living with Johnny Boland right now. And yeah, I just saw his suits that he became a dealer recently. And he was my teammate at Shootout. So I just thought it was time for me to get a new suit. So I just figured I'd go with him. And so far, so good.
Wow, very good looking suit. You'll have to look on Cale Cannon social media and Cale Cannon Racing social media for a good glimpse of it. We'll be posting some posts of Cale in his suit later on this week when we start to talk about this show. But a sharp looking suit, and we talk to drivers and don't ever ask about the designs of their suit. How much input did you have? Did you get to pick the color? Did you put certain, flares on it that made it a little more uniquely your style? How does that process work for you?
I just had to tell them, like, they gave me a couple different design options. I just had to tell them the design. I gave them my sponsors and I gave them the colors, and he worked his magic and it turned out really good.
And that magic stayed in the suit because Victory Lane was its appearance this weekend at US 24, the outlaw non-wing winner in the micro sprints to that Logansport Speedway. Cale Cannon, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. So, drivers ahead of you, so to speak, already up in the hierarchy of the racing world, 15 years old for Cale Cannon. Who are some of the guys that, had posters on your walls in your room or maybe out in the race shop that you hope to attain what they have, as you rise up?
Definitely my dad. And I watch Brian Clausen a lot when he was still with us. And yeah, I've just, honestly, a lot of people, everybody in the World of Outlaws, just watch and learn.
If you go to World of Outlaws, though, are you going to take the wing off and be the non-wing outlaw?
I don't know. I just like a lot of everything. I mean, I'll watch non-wing racing, Justin Grant. I'll watch wing racing with David Gravel. I mean, anyone.
Cale Cannon, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. You mentioned your father, and he didn't race necessarily with a wing nor non-winged. He had doors and fenders on his race car. You know, have you ever thought, well, you know, I ought to try what dad did and run some pavement?
Yeah, so that's actually something that might be coming up here. I might get to run a Midwest truck. I might be able to test it and run a couple races this season. So that might be something coming up in the near future.
Wow, that'd be so fun. Cale Cannon spreading his racing across a number of different things, from dirt to pavement. Does wing, non-wing in the micro sprints. Definitely one to watch. Cale Cannon, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. How about other sports? Do you play some in high school? Do you like some as a fan? What other things like that interest you?
People always try to get me to come to basketball games and all these other games. I don't play them. I don't really want to watch them. It's just doesn't interest me compared to what racing does.
Just throw another, a vintage race on there and watch Clausen out there making laps and doing what he did, or watching what Justin does, what he does, or the great guys from World of Outlaws. Not a bad thing for a race driver to be watching. What do you try to learn when you're watching some of these videos, and what are you seeing that it might help you?
Their racecraft and how and what they do when the track changes, and how they race people whenever you're either throwing bombs or you going to the bottom to protect, or what are they doing to.
If you could say, Ed, we're chatting with Cale Cannon, winner at US 24. How do you drive? What is your signature move?
Everybody says I just go through the middle and go right through the slick and pass everybody, but I don't know. I'd say I'm either on the bottom or on the top, or I just can go anywhere on the track.
Wherever it takes to win. Cale Cannon has been doing a lot of winning. Check him out on his social media on Facebook, Cale Cannon, Cale Cannon Racing. They've got shirts and all. Check him out there. Cale, thanks for taking the time to join us here on the profabrication.com hotline. Continue to keep those wins coming, and good luck if you make it over there on the pavement to play a little bit there as well. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal and is so easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and X to find out more about our full line of products. Remember the name Z-Max for your car, big rig, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Shane Van Gisbergen for the final time up here in turn number two. He brought a gun to a knife fight today. Then we got Noah Gregson around right in the middle of the pack, and he got hammered by Ryan Preece. Brad Keselowski's off into the dirt as well.
The Toyota Save Mart 350 at Sonoma, Sunday, June 28th. Tickets at SonomaRaceway.com.
You may think you know drag racing, the chills, the speed, and iconic moments, but this season, it hits different. 75 years in the making. The crowd's locked in, waiting for that moment. The moment of realizing you're exactly where you're supposed to be. Whether you're a longtime fan or feeling earth-shaking horsepower for the first time, you're part of the story now. Expect the unexpected April 24th through 26th when NHRA goes four wide in Charlotte. Get tickets at zmaxdragway.com today.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. You know what we're finding? A lot of racetracks opening up, short tracks, dirt tracks. Get out and support grassroots racing. And, of course, follow it all on PRN at the track on our social media, powered by Keen Parts and CorvetteParts.net. I'm Lenny Baticki. We'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the track was brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.